This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Listen up, Tall. A guard will come through that door any second now to evac you.
All right, Princess.
Oh, hi!
See? Like clockwork. Now help me get him out of the doorway.
My hands are tied, dum-dum.
Talia, do it!
All right. We have to make the hangar without being seen. There's a storage closet around the corner. We break for it and wait till they think we're evacuated. Then we have a 10-minute window till the hazmat team arrives.
A window for what?
To take the bloody plane! Have you listened to a word I've said?
Maybe if there wasn't a gun in my face!
Oh, now you're afraid of guns? You're a big girl. Let's move.
It's the first door on the right.
Right now.
I'll shoot you.
He'll hear the shot.
Then I'll shoot him too. You can't win this game.
Where's Albert and the girl?
They've already evac'd. We need to go, General.
Son of a bitch!
That's the all clear. Let's go.
Actually, I'd rather not.
Oh, take your time. Hangar's right there. Start moving!
You actually think you're gonna get away with this, don't you?
Look around, darling. I already have.
Presents Black Box, Episode 7, Reactor.
Get overnight temperatures in mid-60s.
It's a 40, 30,
Charles,
20.
Stop. He's changing going. The station. Look at this, see if there's any news on missing kids. We've been gone for like 6 hours. Come on, put on some cruising tunes. Or don't. What's the problem now?
I don't know. Maybe that we're breaking into a top-secret facility to steal a top-secret time machine? Does that ring a bell?
Charles, if you have a better idea...
Every idea is a better idea, Logan.
No, because that time machine is the only way to save Gabe and Riley.
Logan, it's an airplane. Do you know how to fly an airplane? Because I surely don't.
Actually, I do. My dad's been teaching me.
But it doesn't work that way, man.
I don't want to argue with you. In fact, I think it's best if we just drive in silence. You could fantasize about Pokemon or starting puberty or something.
Oh, cops coming!
I'm not deaf, Charles. We're fine.
Oh, guys, they're probably looking for Talia's car! Oh, you have to pull over!
I'm not pulling over. I'll slow down a little, just like my mom does.
But we aren't your mom! We are 13!
I'm not pulling over. Just act like an old person, okay?
What does that even mean?
Look boring!
Oh, we're so dead. We're so dead.
They're gonna pass us. Just don't look at them. See? They passed us and we're fine.
I don't like this.
Screw liking this! Do you think Gabe and Riley like being stuck in 1980?
If you think about it, it could be kinda cool.
It's not cool, Charles. They don't even have Netflix.
You should sleep. We need our energy for when we get out of here.
And how are we supposed to do that?
I don't know. Maybe I can intimidate Hofstrader.
Gabe, he thinks you're a dyslexic kid with a shy bladder.
My bladder's not shy. It's just considerate. Look, I know I'm not all macho and stuff, but when you kissed me, I became a man. And I'm going to fix this. Sorry, was that too, like, chauvinistic?
No, it's really nice, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just give me a minute then. Ooh, yeah, all right, Gabe's a man. Big Gabe, bad Gabe. Strong Gabe, here we go.
What are you doing?
Pumping up my testosterone. I don't know, it's a man thing.
It gets me every time.
Hey, Hofstrader!
This should be good.
Hey, Hofstrader! Get over here, you old crusty asshole!
I thought I heard a little twerp back here. What did you say to me?
I said you can't keep us in here.
That's what I thought. So I should just open this cell door and let you waltz on out of here?
That would be preferable, yes. By which I mean you better let us go, you big dumb piece of crap.
Come here, tough guy.
Please don't hurt me.
How old are you?
16-ish.
So maybe you haven't had civics class and learned how the law works yet. See, you do something bad, and I get to hold you for up to 12 hours. By then, social services will be here to sort this all out, and there isn't a damn thing your definitely not 16-year-old ass can do about it. Got that?
Yes, sir.
No, actually, we don't.
Well, you can't win them all.
What about our phone call?
What's that now?
We'd like our phone call. Now, please.
I knew you wore the pants in this relationship.
Give us our phone call.
That's not how this works. Instead, you could give me your parents' name and we could get this all sorted out.
Yeah, well, we, have the right to remain silent.
Save it for Columbo, kid.
What's Columbo?
Oh, this is hopeless.
No, it's the law. The Sixth Amendment guarantees us the right to an attorney. So we'd like our phone call, please. In private, thank you. Now.
Give me a minute to set it up. Friggin' twerps.
That was impressive.
Yeah, I got an A in civics class.
Who are we even calling? We don't know anyone here.
I don't, but you do.
Wait, what? Who?
Operator.
Yes, could you connect me to the Kowalski residence?
Are you crazy? I'm at Logan's dad for like 30 seconds.
Well, he's all we've got. And if he hates Hofstrader as much as you said, maybe he can help.
But what if it causes a paradox? What if...
Kowalski residence, this is Logan.
I told you it sounds just like him.
Will you shut up and talk?
Hello? Is someone there?
Hey... Broski?
Broski, really?
I don't know, it's the 80s. So, Logan, it's, me, Gabe. We met in the arcade.
Dude, I knew I'd catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. So,
Let me guess. Hofstrader caught you anyway, and now you need me and my boys to bust you out in an epic, never-before-seen, totally amazing jailbreak.
That's surprisingly accurate.
Cool. Just sit tight, my dad hates when I don't finish my dinner.
What? Seriously? Dinner?
Like father, like son, I guess.
And what if he can't do it?
And let's pray Logan gets our message to Talia in 2020.
Ah, shit.
Stop your vehicle.
Is that a roadblock? Oh, son of Squirtle, they found us!
We're fine, Charles. I'm slowing down.
They're staring at us. We have to turn back, Logan.
No, Charles. This is my only chance to fix my mistakes, to fix things with Gabe, to tell Riley how I feel.
You can't change the past, Logan.
Not without a fight, I won't.
Are you insane? They'll catch us.
We're fine. the motor. No, I can see the complex.
Turn back. We'll take action.
We will not make it. We'll make it.
This is your last warning.
The bandits are Logan. Shut up, Charles.
They're gonna run us down and shoot us or torture us.
I said shut up, Charles.
They turn back. Why'd they turn back?
Who cares? We made it. Woo!
Sir, we're completely evacuated and Hazmat's en route.
They should have been here by now. Where's Alvin?
Sir, it is chaos right now. How would I know where he is?
Yo! You there! Is that a megaphone? Give it.
Alvin, get your ass over here. And who has the girl? The prisoner, what's her name? Talia something? Hello, people! I'm talking to you!
Sir, an unknown vehicle just entered the containment zone.
Son of a bitch! That's them!
Sir, where are you going? Sir, you can't go there! Damn it! There's a leak, sir!
There is no leak! We've been hoodwinked!
Now take a look at that. She's a work of beauty, isn't she? I mean, look at her. Retrofitted C-130 Hercules. Custom flux reactor, 18 drives. She generates a field 100 times more powerful than anything we achieved back at MIT. It's okay to be jealous.
Yep, you got me. You got me so good, Alvin.
I know. I admit, you did plant the seeds for this, but only I could help Kronos reach its full potential.
Oh, cool. Something that will kill everyone?
Why do you always make me out to be such a monster? Kronos is going to change the world. You'll see.
Actually, I have a better idea.
You want me to pull the trigger? Is that what you want? You want me to pull the trigger? Thought not. Maybe this will shut you up.
Go to...
Now that's better, isn't it? Now take a few steps forward. That's it. Cockpit's just up there. Okay, Talia, get in the seat. Now I'm gonna tape your feet for good measure. Cooperate. Thank you. This way, I can keep an eye on you while I'm flying. All right. Where should we go first? The Renaissance? Nah, that's too cliche, isn't it? Oh, Woodstock! No, you never did want to have fun, did you? It's okay. I'm excited, too. Oh, yeah. I love that sound. Let's fly.
So, this is Kronos? There's no one here. Where is everyone?
Dude, it's the middle of the night. Everyone's probably sleeping.
Mm-mm. I don't like this.
Of course you don't.
Let's go, Charles. Look! That hangar door's opening! It's the time machine! Come on, Charles! There's an open hatch by the landing gear! Faster, Charles!
Logan, the cops are coming back!
Come on, Charles! We can still make it!
The hatch is closing!
I'm in! Grab my hand! Hurry! Get on the freaking plane, Charles! See? We made it!
Now what happens?
Yeah, so I didn't exactly think that far ahead.
late. They're already gone. Son of a bitch.
Black Box is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Brian T. Delaney, Sabrina Gennarino, and McLeod Andrews. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Verneau. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.